Greetings and welcome back to Cuda's Underground, where we are continuing our segment with entrepreneurs. And today's guest is Jennifer J. Moore, owner of 411 Investment Group, LLC. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Cuda.
How are you?
I'm great today. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Share some info with our listeners about 411 Investment Group.
Okay. 411 Investment Group, LLC, was created a few years ago with the intention of providing full-service real estate services, including home staging, property management, and property preservation. And I do have some investments projects attached to the company as well.
Okay, and does your group only invest in Georgia where you are located, or is it limitless as where your investments will be?
We would say it's limitless, but my focus is the Southeast region, and that's, of course, Atlanta, Georgia. That's Birmingham, Alabama, that's Charlotte, North Carolina, and then some of Tennessee.
Okay, and is this residential? Did you say residential, commercial, or both?
It's both. Property management will solely be focusing on residential management, but the investment is certainly open to commercial as well.
Okay, and when we use the term investment group, that means that you have partners who invest with you, and then you all invest?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Very good. And what is the...
We're open.
I'm sorry?
We're open. We're open to creative strategies to build the portfolio.
Okay. And what is the outlook for 2020 and beyond?
The outlook for 2020, by the end of 2020, we're looking to have one or two properties that's up and going. Right now, I'm looking at a duplex. I'm undecided about what I want to do with a small apartment community, but for now, by the end of 2020, I should have duplex up and going. And then I have some other investments that I've outsourced through TREF, Tilson Real Estate Fund, and Fundrise.
Oh, sounds great. I was going to ask about TREF and Fundrise. So is your group similar to TREF and Fundrise, or you're just using them as additional passive income?
I am just using them as additional passive income.
Okay, and you do have a full-time 9-to-5?
Unfortunately, I do.
Hey, you know, like, but that's the outlook for 2020, though.
Well, let me say this. Okay, so right now I am currently working full-time with the intention of getting these two properties up and going. So that's the outlook for 2020. I don't foresee me not working in 2020 full time, but I want to say maybe by 2022, I should have enough income coming through, or I should have accumulated enough revenue to kind of sit down a little bit and just focus on management, because I have other interests as well, but right now my sole focus is to get 411 Investment Group up and going. Get the portfolio solid with some of the investment opportunities that's out there and that we have our eyes on. So, yeah, the outlook, I will still be working towards the end of 2020. I don't foresee me not working full-time until, like, 2022, and that's realistic.
Okay. That sounds good. Hey, it's still in this decade, though, so that's all that matters.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And now I know 411 as Boutique 411. So has Boutique 411, it doesn't exist anymore, or is it just on hold?
So Boutique 411 she expects it to me. she does exist. She's just not active right now. That's something I've been kind of toying with because my focus has shifted a little bit.
Okay.
I definitely have high hopes of kind of doing something with her on a smaller scale, not actually owning having a storefront, but doing something online or doing some pop-up shops. I just haven't fixed that in with my current schedule and some of the things that I have going on with trying to get 401 investment group up and going. But yeah, I love Boutique 401, and she's just not active right now.
Okay. And Cosmos and Conversation, is it not active now, or?
So it's in process. So, and I'm not going to let the listeners wait too long for Cosmos and Conversation.
Okay.
Which is pretty much a podcast.
Yes.
For me. So, no, I want to say she should be up and going by the end of spring. What I've been doing, I've been getting a lot of content. I'm very inquisitive. I listen to a lot of YouTube videos, and I kind of want to be intentional with that or whatever, because I'm targeting certain audiences. And I know from in the past, when you just put stuff out there just if you feel like it, then sometimes the sound comes as off, or you just woke up and then you're just talking. Or I want to get to meet with some of the creditors that I plan to use, and I've been kind of talking to different authors, writers, just about various things, and other professionals for the interest that I have in the direction that I want to take. So I just kind of pulled back a little bit so that I could have more of a solid introduction to the podcast and just who I am, because at one point in my life I did want to pursue journalism, and so because I do respect journalism, I just don't want to put out anything, and my schedule isn't it varies day to day. I don't have a set schedule right now, so it just isn't fair to just everybody who's doing the podcast, who has good content, and who's passionate about delivering whatever the message is. So yeah, it's just not active right now, but give me to the end of the spring, we should be up and going.
Okay, I can't wait. Well, I do thank you for joining us and giving us some inside info about 411 Investment Group. Is there anything else that you would like to tell us before we end this interview?
No, not really. Just that, just look forward to seeing me at the end of spring for real. Like I said, I'm building content and I just want to have some things, some solid things, and just have some social media sites, websites or accounts in place so that people can access me, communicate with me, and chat with me on different things. Because I have a different approach. Everybody has a different approach to how to do the podcast, but I'm more inquisitive. And so my approach is to just raise a question about certain things. And that's my invitation to the listener, is just to raise questions about various things.
Okay.
So just look forward to hearing from me by the end of spring with the podcast, Cosmos and Conversation. And then, that's the focus, a short-term focus. And look forward to me getting the process up and done. I'm always open to networking. I don't really do social media, and that's something that is a downfall for me. But I plan to pick up on that once I launch Cosmos and Conversation, the industry, and then I'll have hopefully you invite me back so I can come back and give you guys all my social media contact information, and we can go from there. So that's it for me. Love 2020. Feeling good about 2020. Very optimistic about 2020. And I just plan to be very intentional in 2020.
Oh, sounds great. And of course you'll be back, because I can't wait until you have these questions, because that is what Jay Moore is about, asking questions. So I look forward
to
yeah, right. So I look forward to having a drink and Cosmos and Conversations. I actually thought about the Black House opened last weekend, and did you know?
No.
Yes, it opened
well,
last...
Well, no, yes, I did. I'm sorry. Yes, I did. Because I've been getting the material about it. I'm sorry. Yes, I did.
Okay, and, you know, they have, which I wouldn't say necessarily office spaces. They have... I'm sorry. What would you define it as?
Co-working.
Yes, co-working spaces. Exactly. That is the term that they use. So I actually was thinking about that. I said, "Oh, I wonder if Jay noticed that the Treff building, the Black House, is open now with co-working spaces, and what she feels about that." So, you know, sometimes you make moves on those opportunities, but because it's out in the open, I really didn't know if that was your type thing. I don't. How do you feel about that? The open space.
I like the idea of the co-working spaces. With the open spaces, I'm not too keen on that, simply because, like, say for instance, for me, I plan to do business with them in that perspective because right now I don't have an office. I have more of a virtual office.
Right.
And so because, you know, I support Treff and everything that they're doing over there.
Right.
So I will go over and, like, say for instance, I have a client for Home Station that I don't mind talking to them in the open on the initial consultation. That's fine with me. You know, a small fee for, you know, the open spaces and stuff like that. That is totally fine because they're not the only ones that are doing that. And that's what a lot of companies are doing, creating that space for entrepreneurs because, you know, you're always on the go.
Right.
And you can't really afford, like, the office space, or you may not even
right.
Office space, because that's what marketers or traders could sit in a coffee shop and do business and make just money as a 9-to-5. So
correct.
I get that. So on the initial consultation with me, it just depends on what type of business that you have. It's good, and then I don't know. You know, you may be a person who is into cannabis, and you may do assessments for patients. You don't necessarily need to be in open space, but you would like to patronize with them,
right,
on Treff over there,
right,
at the Legacy Center to do your business and to host your business. Because it's a good look and it's a nice, really nice building, and they put a lot of work into it, but
yes,
they may not be a good fit for you. So I'm for it, but then in some capacities, it may not work for some people.
Right, right. And it's a beautiful space. The spaces are beautiful. The cafeteria is beautiful. I can't wait to go to have that experience and to look at all the founders' names on the walls. So it's a beautiful space, though. Beautiful space. And in Inslee, we now have a coffee shop.
Nice.
Yes, we now have a coffee shop. Yes. It is in the Cotton's building, which is on the corner of 19th and Avenue D. I paid a visit to it last week. It's really nice. And it is part of it's a coexisting space, because the back is the coffee shop and up front it's open, but it's also a meeting space.
Oh.
Yes.
That's different.
Exactly.
That's good.
Right. And then on the side of the meeting space is the guy, and I think his name is Trey, who has the tailoring shop. Yes. So you have to see it to get to have that experience. The coffee shop.
Well, way to go, Anthony.
Yeah,
way to
right?
Go, Anthony.
Exactly, exactly. The next Avondale, Alabama. Well, I thank you for joining me, Jay, and I can't wait until you return so that we can talk about all things news and, you know, agree to disagree as we do. And
absolutely.
All right. So thank you and much success in 2020. And I know that 411 Investment Group, LLC, I almost said boutique. See, I gotta have to get that out of my head. 411 Investment Group LLC. I look forward to seeing the properties and your movement. Because you know you.
Well, thank you for the blessings in advance, and I wish you a very prosperous year as well.
All right, thank you, and have a good night. I see you're going to exercise, so power
up.
I have,
and that's one of the things too. Let me just speak on real quick about entrepreneurs. Like, for all of you entrepreneurs out there, like, hey, you know, what's up? How you doing? Keep it moving. Keep your head up. Stay focused. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, get it done however you can get it done, and that's just what I mean about being very intentional. Like, get it done whatever you can get it done, however you can get it done. Because nothing is stopping me. Everything is changing. I mean, there's no way that we get what we can't get what we want this decade, 2020, this year, you know, this month, you know. So, like I said, I'm very optimistic about 2020, but just to all my entrepreneurs, I salute you.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, Jay, we shall chat later and have a great exercise session.
Sounds good. Take care.